From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump sternly warned American businesses again Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they would face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back in the United States. In a series of Twitter comments, Trump said he plans to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But he said that any company that fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in another country, and then thinks it will sell its product back into the U.S. without retribution or consequence is wrong. The U.S. has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs since 2000, many to automation and some to overseas locations where company owners are paying workers substantially less than they have been in the United States. U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence said Sunday that President-elect Trump's phone conversation with the Taiwanese leader was simply a courtesy call and not necessarily a shift in American policy toward China.
I think I would just say to our counterparts in China that this was a moment of courtesy. The President-elect talked to President Xi 2 weeks ago in the same manner that was not a discussion about policy, and we're going to be preparing after January 20th to advance now what will be President Trump's agenda on the world stage, and we'll deal with policy at that time.
No U.S. president or president-elect had spoken to a Taiwan leader since then-President Richard Nixon agreed in 1978 to recognize Beijing's one-China policy. VOA News. Austria's anti-immigrant candidate Norbert Hofer has failed in his bid to become the country's first far-right leader since World War II. The election is seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Hofer's campaign said the former aeronautical engineer, who campaigned on an anti-immigrant Eurosceptic platform, conceded defeat to his environmentalist opponent, Alexander van der Bellen, who ran as an independent. The outcome was despite a campaign dominated by anti-establishment sentiments and anger over issues of Muslim immigration, the financial burden of refugees and migrants who are collecting benefits from Austria's welfare system, and Europe's wave of terrorist attacks over the last year following the start of the migrant crisis. Voters on Sunday lamented the bitter divisions that the race has exposed. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning after 9 days of nationally mandated mourning across the island. The ceremony at Santa Ifigenia Cemetery in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute, barring journalists from around the world from witnessing the service. Castro died on November 25th at age 90 after years of declining health. Castro's ashes arrived Saturday afternoon in Santiago de Cuba, the city where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The procession followed in reverse the route Castro and his rebel fighters took as they advanced on the capital from the Sierra Maestra Mountains before taking power in January 1959. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition fighters after a 4-year occupation. Commander Zakaria Malaji spoke Saturday to Reuters. He spoke from Turkey, where a select group of rebel leaders is reported holding secret talks with Russian envoys on the months-long Aleppo crisis. Tolerance and unity were the themes of a rally attended by thousands of people in Indonesia's capital Sunday. The peace rally was held after 2 massive protests were recently mounted in Jakarta by conservative Muslims to demand the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years. The peace rally came just 2 days after more than 200,000 people gathered in the capital calling for the arrest of the governor, Busuki Perman, who's also known as a hawk. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.